Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. We are counting down the days till the 2017 NFL Draft. It's quickly approaching. And with that said, we always like bringing you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we bring you on this platform here so you can kind of know these guys up close and personal and find out more about them, because they could be eventually playing for your favorite NFL team. And today we're going to be joined with the standout Texas A&M Commerce wide receiver Lance Evans. He brings terrific size and physicality to the position. And I kind of can't wait to talk about him to find out how his pro day went. I believe it was on the, 2 days ago. So obviously he's just coming off that pro day. And I always kind of feel bad for the kids who have the late pro days. It just seems like such a big exhale of relief when you can kind of get that pro day out of the way. But with that said, and as promised, Lance Evans to stand up. Lance, we appreciate you taking some time today. Can you believe your time at Texas A&M Commerce has kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing for the next level?
Yes, sir. I enjoyed my time while I was down at A&M Commerce because they showed me new things, new techniques, to prepare me for the next level. So I did enjoy my time while I was down there.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, have you always had that size and that gifted athletic ability? I mean, if you were playing Pop Warner or Pee Wee back in the day, I mean, were you the kid scoring basically 3 or 4 touchdowns every game?
I wasn't the kid that was going 3 or 4 touchdowns in Pee Wee, but I did have the gift, though.
Nice. And obviously, in the size, have you kind of always had that size too?
Yes, sir. I started growing into my height my freshman year of college, and I started gaining my weight really my sophomore year in college. So, other than that, I've been growing ever since I was a freshman in college.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, kind of how do you emerge at the wide receiver position, Lance? I'm sure you've kind of played both sides of the football growing up and through different levels between junior high and high school. And, how did you kind of start to emerge at that wide receiver role?
Well, in middle school, I used to play running back. And then when I moved to Mansfield, I played quarterback my freshman year. But then my brother was playing varsity already, so I knew I wasn't going to be able to start. So I moved to receiver, and my dad played receiver, so it wasn't that hard to transition to playing receiver from that. And then I just kept learning and getting better at what I was doing, perfecting my craft.
And definitely, and obviously it's brought you to this platform today as we're a couple weeks away from the NFL draft, and obviously you're on that NFL radar. I believe your pro day was what, April? Was it April 6th, a couple days ago?
Yes, sir, April 6th, Thursday, yes, sir.
And how'd it go for you?
Great. I was the two things I was worried about for my pro day was my 40 and my route running, and I was training with my older brother, Gerard Evans, for my 40, and my main goal was to get a sub 4.5, and I did that with a 4.45 and a 4.5 official time. So I was very proud of my 40, and my route running was crisp, and I was catching everything. So I think I did pretty well.
That's got to be a relief. Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yes,
I'm glad to hear that. And I'm curious, what did they have you what was your height weight on that day?
My height was 6'2", and my weight was 202.
Man, that's awesome, man. 6'2", 204, running 4.45. You got to love it. Once again, Lance Evans, the standout Commerce receiver here on the C2P as we break things down with this NFL draft prospect making his path towards the next level. And you mentioned your brother, Jared. Obviously, we were going to do a combine show with you and your brother. What's it like just going through this process with him? This has to be a unique time for both of you, and you kind of can probably – you know, relay a lot of things and, you know, kind of talk because you're both sharing the moment together. But just what's it like, you know, going through this process with him?
It's been great going through the process with him because during high school we only had 1 year, and then he went out to Air Force and I went to A&M Commerce, so we went our separate ways. And to come up at the NFL draft day and to make it to the next level is a great experience for me and him.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure it has to be an exciting time.
Yes,
oh, sure. It has to be great. And, obviously you have some other siblings. I mean, growing up, how much do you guys, how competitive you are? I mean, I know, like, I had Jimmy Garoppolo on the show down at the Senior Bowl, and he said till this day, I mean, if they're playing Xbox or something, they're still throwing controllers. So what's it like on the competitive nature between you two?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Even when we play 2K, it's always competitive. Matter of fact, I ain't going to say nothing, but I made somebody break a couple of controllers, but I'm not going to say the person's name. But it's always competitive in the household.
Oh, that's great stuff. Oh, I love it. I love it. For you, kind of let's break down what you bring to the table. I mean, if I ask this question of all the guys that come on our show, I mean, if you're in the film room right now with some NFL scouts, Lance, I mean, what are the qualities and what are those characteristics to the receiver position where they're going to go, man, Lance, you know, we got to take a deeper look, and we really love these traits and home run abilities.
Yes, sir. Well, like you said, I'm a home run guy. I can go deep anytime I need to. And then I can get open and make the contested catch.
Nice. And that size, like I said, your catch radius, your physicality, I mean, just great stuff to watch. I ask this as well, I mean, because we do pass this off to the scouts and coaches we know. Anything going notice that film can't reveal? I mean, leadership qualities, maybe game film study, maybe you're a weight room warrior. I mean, what are some of those things that these scouts need to know about you that enhances your value to them?
Yeah, like my quarterback says, he likes me as a receiver because he know that I'm not a person that's just going to run a route because the route says it. I'm a person that's going to get open and make a different route. So he said my IQ of the football game is like a quarterback.
That's definitely that's a big plus, especially kind of jumping from the collegiate level, obviously, to the pros. I mean, things get a little bit quicker, faster, and be able to kind of dilate that and, kind of execute it. Once again, Lance Evans here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show with him, you know it's always free and available at iTunes under the Players Platform Show. If you type in Blog Talk Radio and his name, you'll find it there. And then we'll be posting his draft bio page. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about Lance as he makes his path towards this next level again, which is quickly approaching April 27th when things get jump-started in the city of Philadelphia. Do you give comparisons to anybody? I mean, sometimes, your teammates or your buddies, even your brother might say, hey, when I'm watching the NFL, this is a guy that you might remind me of.
Yes, sir. They like to say my teammates like to say I'm like an AJ Green because I'm slim and I'm long and I can go get the ball.
Nice. Dude, I promise you, I knew you were going to say AJ Green because I kind of see the same thing. I was like, I think he's going to say AJ Green.
Yes, sir.
I even wrote it down.
Yes, sir.
I always jot down notes when I'm doing the shows. That way when I go back and do the stuff, I have, everything we kind of discussed already, in play. And like I said, when you do that, I was actually writing down the AJ just to see if I could guess
AJ.
It right. That's all right.
Yeah,
in terms of pro day, hey, that's a great comparison. And obviously, like I said, the skill set he possesses is some of the best stuff you'll find. In terms of pro day, I mean, we talked about it, but any teams talk to you afterwards? I mean, sometimes they just write down their notes and they exit quietly, but, sometimes they want to have an extra word to get to know you. I mean, in terms of just kind of, getting some NFL FaceTime, any interaction?
Some not interaction, but the Cowboys was talking to me when the pro day for their pro day tomorrow for Dallas Day, and I did compete in that Dallas Day the next day. So the Cowboys was interested in me.
Nice. And what was that like, man? I'm sure that has to put some pep in your step being at the Dallas local day and letting those guys see you.
Yes, sir. The Dallas Day was very, very much needed to see the different routes from college to the NFL because they do have a different routes and different hash marks. So to get used to that before the pro NFL to get the routes in me was very needed.
Definitely. And I'm curious for you, your size and ability, I think, speaks for themselves. I mean, kind of how did you get lost in the shuffle maybe coming out of high school? I mean, I would think that, with your ability, obviously, I think, a larger program was definitely in your eyes. I mean, you showed up and played games as a true freshman. I think that's a testament to your skills right off the cuff. But kind of how did you get lost in the shuffle leaving high school?
Some ways I got lost in the shuffle because we ran our formation in high school. So We ran the ball 30 times and probably threw the ball 3 times a game. So that's a big reason.
Yeah.
that's definitely gonna hamper what college scouts are coming to see when they see a team throw. Yeah, that happens,
enough,
man.
Didn't have enough films on me. Yeah, so I got lost in the shuffle right there.
Nice. Well, hey, man, you made up for it. I think that's kind of a testament to the hard work you've done.
Yes, sir.
Excellent, man. And going through this process now, I mean, obviously we're a few weeks away. Obviously your brother Jared, I mean, one of the highly, coveted quarterbacks in this particular draft. I mean, do you guys plan on spending the draft together, or is he going to be in New York? Kind of how do you guys plan on kind of celebrating the weekend?
Yeah, that's our plan, is to be around family during the draft day and just enjoy the process, because you only get it one time.
Yeah, it's a special time. And in terms of where you've trained and combine prep, I mean, did you stay at school, or did you go off to any of the combine prep facilities to kind of get prepared?
Well, I worked out with my brother in Virginia Tech for 4 weeks. That's how I trained.
Definitely. That's a good. We had Kevin Colbert on. Well, we spoke to him down at the combine, and he said he would. He doesn't understand why a lot more kids just don't train at school. You know what I mean? That was his take on it.
It's more easier.
Yeah, because those trainers, they know your body. They know, they know what you're doing. And like I said, there's a lot that goes into play. Hey, I can't believe we're out of time, man. I mean, these shows go so quick. I can probably grab you for another 30 minutes and just kind of pick your brain. But before we let you go, we do like to have some fun. We always like to throw some lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, obviously, you said that you there's a particular person who has been known to break controllers when playing video games. But in terms of your brother, when's the last time you guys maybe got in a wrestling match or something after being competitive?
The last time we got in a wrestling match? Let me see. It's probably like before he went out to school. Just a little, I'm bigger than you. Just a little macho man. Big brother, little brother.
There you go. I love it. And how about Coach Carthel? I mean, he's the man at Texas A&M Commerce. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Matter of fact, they always do him. And, we have a little thing after spring camp. It's a freshman fall camp, we have a freshman fall league, and every year somebody does Coach Carthel and impersonate him every year.
And he don't mind?
No, sir. Not during the show, but after, he does.
That's funny. Afterwards, definitely. And this particular question, Lance, I think you guys enjoy answering the most. Female celebrity. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who you can ask to join you for dinner?
J-Lo.
Wow, we had a J-Lo yesterday. That's back-to-back J-Lo days. Yes. Like I said, we get a lot of different ladies, but.
Yes, sir.
Bryce Jones. J-Lo Bryce lady. Jones, the Akron DB. Yeah, that's what I said. She's a franchise pick. Like I said, that's plug and play. You get 10 years of, Pro Bowl, play out of that. That's a franchise selection. And then the final one for you, man. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the themes and ideas on the cleats and spikes you guys wear. If you could have anything sprayed on your shoes, what kind of idea or theme would you want on it?
What idea or thing I would want on my cleats? Ooh, I like the one that Odell had. The one Odell. Woody. That's what I like.
With the Andy at the bottom. That was true. Oh, yeah, it was strong. Yeah, like I said, and you could kind of see that coming. I think that's the new phase. I know the NFL allowed it for 1 week, but I think that's something the players' union is going to push, because I think these guys like having some personalization on what they're doing below on the cleats side. But, hey, Lance, we're almost out of time, but, man, I can't wait to find out where you land. I'm sure it's an exciting time for you, especially with your brother going through the same process. But we always like to tell you guys, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. You too.
Thank you. Once again, that is Lance Evans, the standout receiver from Texas A&M Commerce, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And you got to love that this kid brought the 4.45 speed at that pro day, 6.2204, man. I mean, that's clutch. And those are the things that get those NFL scouts' minds ticking. You know, they just kind of want to say, hey, you know what, if this kid can kind of do this, then you know what? Then we got to really take him seriously. And he obviously, what he does on the physicality point, you know, he has a big catch radius. I mean, he just, you know, the kid is physical. Like I said, when you got that type of frame, you can do those types of things. Once again, if you want more of Lance Evans here on the C2P iTunes Players Platform Show, Block Talk Radio, and we can't get his bio page up for you guys to kind of dive into more of what Lance Evans brings to the NFL draft.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.